Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph. We'll begin Chof Dal Amud Beis, about two-thirds of the way down at the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. So Zok the Mishnah, Ein Madlikim Shemen Sreif Be Yontov. You are not allowed to use Shemen Sreif on Yontov, which we said means Shemen, the oil of Truma that became Tumeyah, that became Tomei, and it's talking about that Yontov is Erev Shabbos, and you cannot use this, you cannot burn this oil on Yontif. So you cannot use it for the Neri Shabbos because it would involve burning this Shemen, which is Tomei, on Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif. My time, what's the reason? Lefish ain't serving Kachem be Yontif. It's also to burn Kachem and Yontif. This is Truma is in the category of Kachem. And therefore we say it, you cannot burn it, it's also to burn it on Yontif. Minan emili, how do I know this? The Rashi explains, why should I say this? If not for the fact that there's Xeris HaKosuv, I would say that the essay of Ba'esh Tisraifu should be Doicha, the Isser of Malach on Yontif, Leisazako Malacha. Kachim, there's an essay of Ba'esh Tisraifu. If Kachim become Tomei, there's an essay, Mitzvah's essay, to burn them. Without a special Xeris HaKosuv, I would say the essay, this essay is doicha, the loisasa of not doing malach on yontif. So what's the makor to say that ain't serving kachim be yontif? Amar chizkev peintan adabei chizkev amar krov loisasir mimenu ad boiker. It says you should not leave over from the Korban Pesach till the morning, and if anoiser mimenu ad boiker, and what is left over ad boiker. It says, Ba'esh Tisraifu, She ain't Talmud Loimer Ad Boiker. Now, it doesn't have to say the second time Ad Boiker. It says, Lo Yisir Mimeno Ad Boiker. Don't leave it over to the morning. So then it simply should say, Va'anoyser Mimeno. And what is left over, Ba'esh Tisraifu. Why does it reiterate, Va'anoyser Mimeno Ad Boiker, the second time Ad Boiker? So, Ma Talmud Loimer Ad Boiker. Why does it say Ad Boiker again? What it means to say is that not only the first morning, which is Yontif, which is Tesvav of Nisan, which is Pesach, don't leave it over till the morning. Don't leave it over till the morning, 15th of Nisan, till Pesach morning. It has to be eaten the Korban Pesach at night. Now, what is left over, Va'anoyser Mimeno Ad Boiker, what is left over, Ba'esh Tisraifu, when is it burnt? It's not burnt on the first morning, that's Yontif. You wait till the next morning, which is Chol HaMoed, Ad Boiker, gives another Boiker to tell you, you burn the Kachim and the Chol HaMoed, not on Yontif. So, Ein Sarfun Kachim B'Yontif. You can't burn Kachim on Yontif. And we don't say that an essay is Doicha the Lois HaSei. The special Xeris HaKosuv tells me that what's left over has to be, it remains, it's left over till Chol HaMoed, and it's burned on Chol HaMoed, but not on Yontif. Abai Amar Makro, he says a different Makor, a different Pasuk says, Oyle Shabbos B'Shabbatai. The Oyle Shabbos, your Makriv, the Oyle Shabbos on the Shabbos. The Oyle of Shabbos on Shabbos. V'loi Oyle Shol B'Shabbos, but you are not, you cannot burn the oila of a chol. If on Erev Shabbos you're makriv a korban, and if they didn't burn yet the Ivor Mepedora, you cannot burn that on Shabbos. It's only oila Shabbos b'Shabbat, not oila chol b'Shabbos, v'loy oila chol b'Yontif, and not oila chol on Yontif. You can't burn the oila chol on Erev Yontif on Yontif. It can't be done on Yontif. So it has to be only the Shabbos Dike, Yontif Dike Korbanos on Shabbos and Yontif, but not Shulchol. So you see that you do not burn things that are not Shayach to the Shabbos and Yontif, cannot be burned on Shabbos and Yontif. The Rishayin Bother, Taisus, other Rishayin Bother, it says Shabbos. How do we know Yontif over here? The Ramban explains that really both Oyle Shabbos and Shabbat, both of those words are extra. Because it simply could have said V'yami Shabbos Shnei Chvasim T'minim, and it could have said, in addition, it could have said Al Oilas Atomid V'niska. The Oilas Shabbos is extra for Shabbos, but Shabbat includes Yontif. Rav Amar, he says a different source. Amar Kro Hu Levadoi Yasal Lechem. only what is needed for oichel nefesh can be done on yot hu v'loy machshir levadoi v'loy milish loy bezmana. So we exclude hu v'loy machshirin. Only oichel nefesh can be done on yontiv, but machshirei oichel nefesh, to prepare utensils, to prepare kalim, which those kalim will use for oichel nefesh, that cannot be done. Those malachas cannot be done on yontiv. It's only the direct malacha for the preparation of food, but not preparing items, utensils that will be used, even though they'll be used for the preparation of food, but if it's not directly for the preparation of the food itself, it's also veloy mila shaloy bezmana, and not a mila shaloy bezmana is not daichayav the asib kal v'chaymer, because you would have learned it out from a kal v'chaymer. You would have learned it out from a kal v'chaymer, as Rashi explains that in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, because saras is daicha avoda. A kain who has a saras, leprosy, can't do the avoda. Saras daicha the avoda. Avoda is daicha shabbos. Now mila is daicha saras. If there's a saras makam and mila, even though there's an issue to cut the maka, to cut the saras, but the makam and mila it's daicha. So I would have made a kal v'chaymer to say that the mila shaloi bezman, even though it's shaloi bezmana, I would have said made a kal v'chaymer that it's daicha. Kamashamlan, we say no, it's not. But it's only hu levadoi yasalachem, only what's needed for the oichel nefesh itself. And therefore, we say that a mitzvah which is not zmana kavua, mila shaloi bezmana is not zmana kavua. It can be done the next day. It's not daicha yontif. Similarly, sreifas kachim also can be done the next day. Sreifas kachim is not daicha yontif. Ravashi Omar Shabbos, and Ravashi says, Lukher, the whole premise over here is not necessary. Because the whole premise of requiring a Xerz of Kosov was because I should say that the essay, Beish Tisraifa, is Doicha, the Loisasa of Loisasa Malacha. But Ravashi says it's not correct, because Shabbos and essay is an addition to the Loisasa Malacha that's involved in Yontav. There's also a positive command, Mitzvah's essay, Shabbos. You have to have rest. You have to be shvois. You have to rest on yontiv. So therefore, Shabbos and esei v'havla yontiv esei v'loisase. A person who violates the yontiv doing malach, he's over aloisase, but he's also mevatel the esei Shabbosan. Vein esei doiches loisase v'esei, and the esei of burning that kachim which are tomei, that is only an esei. An esei is not doicha loisase and an esei. So therefore, you see clearly that it cannot be doicha in certain kachim beyond it. So for Isaac the Gemara beyond the Huda also, this is on yontiv it's also to burn the kachim habachol shapir domi, but during the weekday it's mutter. During the weekday it's shapir domi, it's mutter. My time, where do we see that on the weekday you could use it, and you could use these neiros? You can't use these neiros. You can't use the shemen sreifa for to burn it on Shabbat yontiv, which is erev Shabbos, because it's yontiv. But if it had not been for the fact that it's yontiv, if it would have been just a weekday, you could use it for neiros, meaning you could get hanah from it. How do you know that truma, that you can get hanah from the burning of it? So beyond the vudos harbuchol shav the my time, where do we see this? Amar Rav Mishum Shemitzel Lisav Kachim Shenitmo. Amar Rav Kishem Shemitzel Lisav Kachim Shenitmo. Just like it's a mitzvah to burn Kachim Shenitmo, Kach Mitzel Lisav is a Truma Shenitmo. So too, it's a mitzvah to burn Truma, which is Nitmes. Vamra Tair Bishas Biura Tehanimimena. And the Torah says it's a mitzvah to burn it. You have to burn it. But the Torah, as we'll see shortly, indicates that while you do, when you do burn it, you can derive benefit from it. So, Mehecha Namra Torah, where does the Torah say that you can get benefit? Midr of Nachman, we see it from what Rav Nachman says. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Kro. The Pasuk says, Vani Hinei Nasati L'chos Mishmer Srumoisa. It says, I'm giving it to you the safeguard to safeguard my truma. You have to safeguard the truma. You have to make sure that it's safeguarded. And even truma tameya has to be safeguarded to make sure that you burn it and it doesn't come, they call it, nobody comes to eat it. And it says that the lashon trumoisa bishtei trumas akasam medaber. How do we know that it's talking even by truma tameya? Truma Tahara, you have to safeguard it that it doesn't become Tomei. How do I know even Truma Tomei you have to save, you have to burn it so and that people don't come to eat it? As it says, Loshan Rabim, plural, Trumaisai, two Trumas. Vishnei Trumas Akosim Adam, Rachas Truma Tahara, Rachas Truma Tomei. So we see the references, Pasuk is talking about also Truma Tomei. Now the Pasuk says, Vayani, Hinei, Nasati, Lecha, I'm giving it to you. It's yours, so therefore you can derive benefit for it, use it as fuel to cook with it, or for the light from it. So you see, if not for the fact that it would be yontif, you could derive benefit from it. And other sources, we can learn now from Avavoh. It says by the Vidu Maisers, you make the confession of the Maisers after the third year, and you say you declare, make your declaration that I did as I was commanded. It says, and it says, I did not, was not mevayer menet with when the maaser was tome. As Rashi points out, whether it was tome or whether I was tome. So either anyone were tome, lo bi'arat mimenu. So we survive, there's a mute. Lo bi'arat mimenu with tome. So mimenu ata amaver. You can't burn from it, from the maaser that became tome. From the Maisa Sheni that became Tommy, you can aval atamavir shemishal truma shenitmes. So it's a mir. This you can't. Maisa you can't, but truma that became Tommy, you can. How do you know the exclusion is Maiser? Maiser is also, but truma's mutter? Maybe Maiser is also, but Kaidish. Shaman of Kaidish is mutter. Frag the Gemara, what do you mean? Lav kalvachaymerhu? It's in the Kalvachimer, Ma Meiser Hakal. Meiser is not as severe, it's not as chamor as Kaidish. Amratayaloi biatmi mena betome, and yet the Torah says you cannot be mevar betuma. Kaidish, chamor, Kaidish was chamor, like kol shikain. Certainly you would not be able to. Correcting more, if you're going to make the Kalvachimer, yachi truma namile me Kalvachimer. Say the same thing by truma. Truma is more chomer than Meiser, so say the same thing. If Meiser you cannot derive the benefit when it's tome, certainly truma. Mar says by Haksi Mimena, but we have a miyud. It says Mimena Meiser, it's exos Maiva, something else would be Mutter. So therefore, we have a Meiser which is awesome. The Torah says Meiser which is Tommy is awesome. But it says Mimena, it's an exclusion, something else is Mutter. But we have a Kalvachimra that says if Meiser Kal is awesome, then Truma, Kaidish, they're both more Chomer, then they should be awesome. So what is the item that the memento, so the memento is only excluding one item. One item that we say is notwithstanding the Kalvachimer, but the pasuk says memento, truma is osur, but this would be mutter. So I have a choice. I could say that it's either truma or kaidish. So Marois, why should you say that kaidish is osur, but truma tamei is mutter? Mistabra Kaidish Lematinan. It's Mistabra to say that I'm not going to exclude Kaidish because Kaidish is the most Chomer, it's more Chomer. And I would say a Kalvachomer, if Meiser is also Kaidish is Chomer, Shekain Simen Pankas Akas. It's an acronym. Each letter stands for a different item. What does it stand for? So the pay is Pigel. By Kaidish, this Pigel. If a person checks the Kaidishim with a Machshava of Pigel to eat it Chutz L'Zmanei, then that becomes Pigel. And even if he eats it within the Zman, it's Pigel, it's Chayv, of course. This is Neiser. Neiser is if he did not do the Avoida with a Machshava to have it Chutz L'Zman, but it was a kosher korban, but it was left over till the morning. It's Neiser. Korban, it's called a korban. Mi'ila, there's a din Mi'ila on it. There's a din Mi'ila that under certain circumstances, if a non-Kohen or someone is not entitled, not allowed to eat from it, he's Oiver Me'ila, and there's Karen Chaimish and the Korban Osham. The Chorus, and someone is not entitled to eat from it, as let's say someone is Tomei Tumas Aguf, and he's Tomei Tumas Aguf, and he eats the Kachim, he's Chayiv Chorus. And it's also, the Samach is also Lo'ainen. If a person, Rachman Al-Tzlan, the day of the Misa of a relative, so it is an Isser Oinen. That's by Kachim, it does not apply by Truma. So these apply by Kachim and not by Truma. And therefore, we should say that Kachim have this additional Chumra. And therefore, if Meiser is also Betuma, certainly Kaidish. Fragimor Adarab, Truma also has specific and certain special Chumras. Adra truma loy matina. I should not exclude truma because she can machpaz simen. What is machpaz? What does it stand for? Misa. So a zar who eats the truma, a non-kain, is chay misa b'day shemayim. The chaymesh, and if he a zar eats it, he's chay chaymesh. He has to pay not only the principal amount, but 1/5. Whereas by kachim, once it becomes a mutter for the kayan, there is no addition of chaymesh involved with there. The kaidish, once there's a heter l'kahanim, there's no chaymesh involved in it. Whereas truma, it's mutter to the kayan, but there always is a chaymesh for if a zar eats from it. Bein la pidyon, there's no pidyon by truma. You can never redeem truma. It becomes the kayan, it becomes designated for the kayan, it can never be redeemed. Now, kachim, if before the avoida there's a mum in the karman, you can be redeemed, you can be paided. You can't do that with truma. Vasurim lazarim, and it's also for a zar. But you have certain types of kachim are mutter for a zar, like maiser behema. Once you do an avoida, then it's mutter or shlomim. There are certain types of kachim that are mutter for a zar, but truma is never mutter for a zar. So the more answers, it's true. Truma has its own specific special chumras, but halach nefishan. But the chumras that kachim have, the list is larger. It's a bigger list. So therefore, I would say that if meiser is loy biyarti mimena b'tumah, is also b'tumah to get the right benefit from it, kalachaymer kaidish. Now, even though truma is more chumra than meiser, but mimeno loy biyarti mimeno, which says this is something else than mutter, truma is mutter. Vibaisema, I'll give you another answer. The first answer was that the list of kachim is longer. Vibaisema, kodesh chomer. I'd say another reason that kodesh chomer shekain onish chorus, because it has the punishment of chorus, which is more severe. Truma only has misa b'dei shemai. But chorus is more severe because not only does he die early, but he is dialed childless. He dials childless, so that is a greater chumma. So therefore, qualitatively, not only quantitatively, but qualitatively, the chummas of Kodesh are more. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Kori says, it's from a pasuk, you see it clearly from the pasuk, titen loy v'loy la'ar. Mechlal davas ayrahu. It says, you can derive it clearly from the pasuk that it is mutar bahana, because the pasuk says that resh is the gantcha, the truma, the first you have to give to the kain. It says, titin loy, you have to give him something that he can derive benefit from. So therefore, if you have grain which is tor, you're not mafish something which is tome, truma temeya, to pater something, truma tahira. You cannot give to the kayan something which is tomei in order, you're not mafreshim min tomei ala tor. You have to give something to the kayan, titin loy, that he can use, that he can consume, that he can take it, he can consume himself. And not something where he can only derive benefit from the light of it, from the heat of it. Michlal, that it's, you can, the kayan could derive benefit from the oil of it. It's just that you can't be mafresh, that's me'al tahara. But in itself, the truma tamea is something that he could derive benefit from the oyer. So titen loy v'loy la'or, you can't give it to him something that he can't consume, he can't use for something which is tahara, to be mafresh minat me'al tahara, to satisfy the obligation of giving on something which is Torah, to give to the kohen with something which is tome. Because there he can only derive benefit from there, but you do see clearly that truma, which is tamea, the kohen can derive benefit from the light, from the or from the heat of it.